But it's a very full program coming up today for Abby McCulloch. She's going to lead the Swifts out in round one of the Super Netball Championships, and a bit of disappointment after the way they performed last year, and no doubt they'll be working hard to make amends for that. It's great that on the day of a game, Abby's been able to make herself available. We do appreciate it. G'day, Abby.
Morning, boys. How are we?
We're well. We're excited about the season ahead. Based on last year and the disappointment of missing the four, what gives you the confidence of making semi-finals this year?
Yeah, last year was a disappointment. The Swifts are predominantly known for being in the finals, and obviously we didn't make it last year. So we've had a really hard look at ourselves over the last 6 months of pre-season and put in a lot of hard work in the court, on the court and in the gym. So I think that's filled us with enough confidence to go out there today and, you know, get our first points of the season.
Good morning, Abby. Thanks for joining us on game day. Have you had many changes to your playing roster from last season?
No, we've actually kept the core of our group together. We've got two newbies who will be in their debut season this year, so that's very exciting for them. But, you know, the core of our group has stayed together, and I think that's a really important thing for us because we are such a young team. So we've built some really good connections from last year that we can hopefully follow through into this year.
Has Helen Halsby been trash-talking everyone, given the fact that she spearheaded England to a victory in the Commonwealth Games?
Oh, no, she hasn't, but she has been wearing that medal around her neck pretty much. Back. We can't get it off her, so hopefully she'll leave it at home today and she can just focus on what she needs to do on court for the Swifts.
Exactly. Hey, Abby, Jimmy and I agree on nothing in life, but we've actually agreed on something today, and that's the new point system. We both think it's fantastic. It's innovative. How are the players adjusting to it? And, well, firstly, what's your opinion on the new point system, Abby?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting today. Obviously, the first game went down yesterday and the Vixens came away with 5 points to the Collingwood's 3. So it's going to make 4 mini games within the game. I think it's really important that, you know, you come away with a point each quarter, because at the end of the day, we want to walk away with 8 points today. So 4 for the win and 4 for each quarter. So it's going to be a really interesting concept to try and get our heads around as we go into our first game today. But, you know, if we just take it one quarter at a time, I think we'll be right.
And how has what has been spoken about in that? And out there at Qdos Bank Arena today, is there going to be a representation of not only what the game score is, but what the quarter score as well? Because
the public know, and the crowd watching know that you've lost that quarter or got a point for that quarter.
And to explain to people who are listening who might not be up to speed with this one, if you win the game on the competition table, you will get 4 points. And if you win a quarter during the course of that, you will get a point as well. So potentially, if you have a dominant win and you win every quarter, you get 8 points on the competition table.
Yeah, and that's absolutely what we're looking for today. In terms of, you know, fan engagement at the game, I'm not sure. Apparently, last I heard, we're going to have over 10,000 people there.
I'd really like to
hope that they, you know, keep the crowd up to date with what's going on. And I imagine that they will. So it'll be interesting, because I think it will, as you said, it will really keep the crowds and, you know, increase the excitement for those watching at home and in the stands. So it'll be really interesting. I'm still not sure how it's going to work, but as I said, as long as we walk away with 8 points today, I don't mind.
Yeah, I love the concept of doubleheader too, Abby. I reckon that's fantastic for the fans. The Firebirds, traditional rivals of the Swifts, how do you match up against them and level of confidence going into this afternoon's game, Abby?
Yeah, we don't really like the Firebirds. They beat us in two very close grand finals a couple of years ago.
And
they were heartbreaking. So we're out to get a bit of revenge on them still. So I think we match up quite well. And, you know, you mentioned the Commonwealth Games before, and we've only had one player go away to the Commonwealth Games, and that was Helen. She's come back with a gold medal. So she's come back with a fire in her belly and ready to go, whereas, you know, the Firebirds, they were affected quite heavily at the Commonwealth Games. They had a few girls playing for Australia and one playing for Jamaica. So, you know, they might be a little bit tired and have some weary bodies in the group. So that's a good thing for us, I think. So we can go out there feeling fresh and confident and, you know, ready to bring them down finally.
Speaking of the Commonwealth Games, Abby, this has probably turned things on their head in your household, because you probably strut around saying, look, I'm the number one sports person in the house. And now Carly, your sister, has come out and gone, bang, gold in the team sprint and gold in the 500-metre time trial. Has there been a changing of the guard there in the household?
Well, I tell you what, the girls have put a lot of pressure on me this year. They're like, well, Carly's come home with 2 gold medals. It's your turn to win a medal this year. And I said, well, hang on a second, girls. I can't win that medal on my own. You lot are going to have to help me. So, you know, we're really proud of Carly, and she's really excited and happy with how she performed up on the Gold Coast. She would have liked to come back with 4 gold medals, but, you know, two gold, a silver and a bronze isn't bad leading into Tokyo in a couple of years. So she's on a high, and we couldn't be any prouder.
That's exactly. Jim, you reckon the dynamic change in the Mitchell Stark household as well?
Oh, definitely.
His brother winning the high
definitely, time. All of that, absolutely.
Hey, Abby, this season, for listeners out there, the many Swift fans we have, and including my wife who loves her netball, can the Swifts go all the way?
I think we can. We had a very, really tumultuous off-season. Our coach walked out on us, and we spent 2 months without a coach. And when they finally appointed Bryony to the position, she's walked in and she's come like a breath of fresh air. She's filled us all with confidence, and I think that's what we were missing last year. Mm-hmm. We ran into last season with the excuse that we were young and we were inexperienced, and I think that gave us, you know, oh, don't worry, we lost, you guys are young, it's all good. Whereas this year, although we're still young and we're still relatively inexperienced compared to the rest of the other teams, we're running around with so much more confidence, and I think that's what's going to turn our season around from last year. And as long as we're in the top four, anything can happen from there. So I'm confident, and I know the girls are, and we just got to get there in the next 14 weeks.
I know a lot of the footy teams like to go away and really test their squad during a pre-season to test them physically and test them mentally. You did something similar. You went to Moree with Tommy Carter and myself.
That would have been a real test, Abby. I don't know how you got out of that alive.
Well, I tell you what, I nearly didn't, to be honest. It was an interesting couple of days. I learned a lot, but it was a fun little trip up to Moree.
I tell you what, Abby, it's been interesting about 8 years working with this man. I can tell you, it's been good fun.
Tommy Carter was the one. I tell you what, Abby, the people of Moree loved having you there and really appreciated what you did for their kids, which is what it's all about. Yeah. Now you have to go out and win today. It's going to be huge. We're looking forward to the continuation of this Super Netball, second year for it, and Channel 9 covers it, Telstra covers it as well. And on behalf of everyone, good luck, Abby, for the Swifts in 2018.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us
there
on Game Day,
Abby. She's a great girl, Abby McCulloch. She's the leader of the Swifts. If you want to have a look at the futures market.
I'm about to say, because Abby was quite confident they could go all the way this year.
$21.
Wow.
There's a number of sites. Sunshine Coast Lightning, they're the defending champs on $4. Melbourne Vixens at $4. Collingwood Magpies at $4. The Giants, $4.50, the rivals of the Swifts. Mm-hmm. And then you get out to $8, the Firebirds, as I mentioned. $21 for Swifts. West Coast Fever, $13, and the Outsiders.
What are they head-to-head
the
head today, James?
Thunderbirds. So that's an excellent question. Just let me get back to that one, Raymond, and I'll give you the head-to-head very shortly. That's the double header out there today, too. It's the Swifts, $2.80. The Outsiders to Queensland, $1.43.